Once upon a time, there was a postman. And every day, this postman would go out on his round, delivering letters all over the town. And people would come to him and say, "Jack," because that was his name, "have you got any letters for me today?" And Jack would reach into his sack and he'd rummage around and he'd pull out, "Yeah, here they are. Got a couple for you today." But there was one person who asked him the same question and never received a yes. And that one person was a little boy named Alfie, who every time he saw Jack coming, would come bounding out of his house, bounding down the street. And he'd come up to Jack and say, "Have you got any letters for me today?" And every single day, although it broke his heart to say it, Jack had to say, "No, Alfie, I'm sorry. I don't have any letters for you." Because the truth is, it's most often adults that get the letters. Children get precious few. Maybe a granny every now and then would send a card on their birthday or at Christmas. But it would seem that Alfie didn't have one of those. And so day after day, there were no letters. None. And yet every day, Alfie would come bounding out of his house, and every day, he'd ask the same question. And he'd ask it with an undimmed enthusiasm, as if hearing all those no's didn't make any difference to him. He wanted a letter, and he wanted to make sure that he didn't miss it if the day came that he did have one. And for Jack the postman, this was hard. Every day, having to see Alfie's face, having to see the disappointment on his face, when he heard once again that there were no letters for him, no letters for him that day. Until one day, after saying, "No, sorry, Alfie, there's no letters for you," for another time, Jack decided that he couldn't bear to do it anymore. He decided that he had to do something about this. And what he decided he'd do was he'd write Alfie a letter. He'd write Alfie a letter himself and then put it in his bag so the next morning he could give it to him and he could watch his face light up, no longer disappointed, but overjoyed. Oh, but then he thought, "But I can write him a letter, but it shouldn't be from me. Then, well, it won't be the same. Alfie will realise that I've just been trying to make him feel better and he'll just feel disappointed again that I didn't really have a letter for him, not a real one from somebody else." So who should it be from, he thought. Who should it be from? He thought about that all day. He thought about it all day. Should it be from the Queen? Or, no, perhaps from Santa Claus. But it wasn't even Christmas. He thought about it, and he thought about it, until he came upon it. Of course, he'd write Alfie a letter from God. A letter from God! Of course! Why didn't he think about it before? And all that day, he walked in the park, thinking, if God could write a letter to a little boy, what would he say? What would he say? until, after wandering about all day and trying to think of all kind of wonderful, grand and wise things to say, in the end he simply sat down at his table, took a piece of paper and wrote the words, "Dear Alfie, I love you." Love from God. That was all he wrote. And he put it in an envelope. And he put it in his bag, ready for the next morning. Well, he could hardly wait to get out of bed the next morning, just thinking about how wonderful he was going to feel when he gave that letter to Alfie, and more than that, how wonderful Alfie was going to feel when he opened it. He could hardly wait to get dressed, could hardly wait to get down to the post office, could hardly wait to pick up all the letters that he had to post that day, and all through his round, he was just waiting to get to Alfie's house. Posting letters through people's mailboxes and giving people their mail when they came out to ask him for it, until at last he rounded the corner into Alfie Street. And it just so happened that that day, Alfie was outside playing in the garden. As soon as he caught sight of Jack, he came running out of the gate, down the street. He said, "Jack! Jack, have you got any letters for me?" And he said it with the same enthusiasm, the same eagerness as he did every day. "Oh, letters?" said Jack. Let me just check." And he goes rummaging around inside of his sack. "Oh, here's one. It's for you," he said. "For me?" said Alfie. "Yeah. Open it up." And Alfie snatched the letter out of Jack's hand, tore it open, and read it. And as his eyes scanned the words, Jack watched carefully. Until, having read everything, Alfie looked up at Jack. And his face, it was like a sunflower in the sun. Beaming he was, beaming. He said, "Oh, that's wonderful." And he turned around and he skipped all the way back home. And Jack, he just watched him go. And he almost fell over. He was so happy. He wondered if he'd ever felt so good in all his life about anything he'd ever done. And all that day, he wandered about, feeling so pleased, that when the evening came, he decided to do it again. To do it again. But what might God write in a second letter to a little boy like Alfie? Well, he thought about it, and he gazed out of his window, and he thought about it. And after a while, he put pen to paper, and he wrote this simple message. "Dear Alfie, I just wanted you to know that whatever you do, whatever you say, I will always, always love you." Love from God. And he put that in the letter too. And he put it in his sack, ready for the next morning. And the following morning, why, it was the same. All he could think about was Alfie. Going on his round, posting his letters. All he could wait for was Alfie. Seeing his face lighting up like that. Until at last he rounded the corner and came into Alfie's street. And Alfie, why, he was waiting for him, wasn't he? Waiting outside his own gate, he was. Almost knocked him over with enthusiasm as he ran up to him and said, "Have you got any letters for me today?" And Jack said, "Oh, I don't know, two in a row, that would be quite a lot, Alfie." And he dug inside of his sack. He said, "Well, you know, I think I did see one letter for you. Just let me see. No, I don't think I... Oh, wait a sec. What's this?" And he pulled out the letter that he'd written. He gave it to Alfie. Alfie tore it open like a tiger. Tore it open. Stared at it, read every word. And when he'd finished, his face, it just beamed with wonder and happiness. He looked up at Jack. He said, "Oh, thanks, Jack." And he turned around and he ran back home. And all day long, Jack was floating on a cloud. That's how it felt. Floating on a cloud of feeling so happy that it seemed like he'd never come down. He wandered in the park. He watched people walking with their arms around each other. Birds nestling up in the trees, close like that. Grandmothers walking with their granddaughters, arm in arm. Jack felt so good that that evening he sat down and he wrote another letter to Alfie. "Dear Alfie, even though it might not always appear to be the case, everybody loves you too. Love from God." And he put that in an envelope too. Put it in his sack. The next morning, when Alfie took that letter out of his hands and read it, why, his face was so beaming, and Jack's heart was so full of happiness, that he couldn't imagine a day when he didn't do that. And so he just didn't. And every day, he'd write Alfie another letter. Every day, he'd deliver it. Until I do believe Alfie was the happiest child there ever was. The happiest child there ever was. And Jack was pretty happy too. Jack was pretty happy too.